It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello. Oh, man. My voice is coming back, but I still get intense pain in my throat if I don't swallow, if I'm not drinking water constantly. It hurts a lot, like a very intense pain, kind of like if I poked the back of my throat with a fork or something. It drives me crazy. I went out yesterday feeling better, had a beer, well, two beers with friends. Excuse me. Hope that was muted. I tried to mute the microphone. So, had a few beers, and I was feeling fine, but when I got home, just the amount of time not talking or drinking, driving home, was enough. My throat dried out again. So I'm not sure what's up, but I'll do whatever it takes for this to stop hurting. I need to do a live in-person choose-your-own pancake pitch soon. So, anyway, enough about me. I'm just trying. I'm dying. We're all dying. I feel like I'm accelerating my dying. We'll have to fix that. Retard the growth if we can. Shout out to everybody in comm. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, you can. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And then once you're there, launch comm, COM, press enter, then just G for go to, and then type in on radio, all lowercase, all one word. You can also type man, M-A-N, space, comm, COM, and you can see what's going on there. And I agree with Quentin 100%. I need a steady beer intake. That is a good solution. But shout out to those in comm, including Tobe and Zhoff, DRF5N, Delta Romeo Foxtrot 5 November, Quentin, Sinosphere, the mighty Tobe. Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee mirrors every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. And then, I think that's everybody. A gerbil fat. Hello, hello, X1. Anyway, hope you guys are all doing well. DRF5N, long time member of Estia. So, let's get moving. There's a lot of death and destruction. Some in the U.S., some outside of the U.S., and a few bizarre deaths to talk about. Good and steady. X1's right. Yeah, I mixed up my comm. Hey, an MHCAD is here. Whoops. E. Oops. Typo. Alright. Hit R. Alright, boom. Now I can see everything. Let's get going. Hey, MHCAD. Alright, so let's start. First, and we'll do Africa. South Africa, 20 dead in collision between bus and armored car. Yeah, when an armored car and a bus run into each other, nobody wins. 20 people were killed and 60 injured in a collision between a bus and an armored car. 20 people were killed in the accident when a cash truck lost control and collided head-on with an oncoming bus. The accident occurred around 1500 on Monday on a national road in Limpopo, a province in the far north of the country on the border with Zimbabwe. A team of police divers, is currently searching a river below the road for people who may have been swept away by the waters. The cause of the violent accident has not yet been determined, but the region has been affected by heavy rains. South Africa has been hit for several days by rains that have caused flooding in several provinces. At least 7 people have been killed, several are missing. The government has declared a state of national disaster. medicinal porpoises. Let's see. So that's what's going on there. Just, it was sad that over 20 people and a lot of other people were hurt. 20 people died, lots of people hurt. In Tanzania, authorities are investigating a mysterious illness. Bum bum bum. Tanzania has asked medical experts to investigate a mysterious communicable disease that has already killed 5 in the country. The disease has been detected in 7 people with symptoms such as fever, vomiting, bleeding, and kidney failure, the health ministry said in a statement late Thursday night. Medical experts have been dispatched to the Kagera region, northwest, bordering Uganda, to investigate the communicable disease. Samples have been taken from patients and the dead to identify the source and type of disease. The case comes after an Ebola outbreak in Uganda that lasted almost 4 months and left 55 people dead. Let's see. The patients tested negative for Ebola, Marburg virus, and COVID-19. One of them has recovered, while others are in isolation. A total of 13 cases were detected. 3 died. Tanzania President Samia Suluhu Hassan then told a religious gathering that the strange disease detected in Lindi could have been caused by increasing interactions between humans and animals due to environmental degradation. So, not the porpoises, but there are. It is a sad, scary thing there in Tanzania. Oops. Oop. Now, let's talk about Cambodia. A little bit of good news. The United Kingdom has finally returned some artifacts. Cambodian leader Hun Sen unveiled a collection of stolen Angkor crown jewelry on Friday, which was recently returned after decades in Britain. Gold crowns, necklaces, and amulets were among the trove of treasures from the Angkor period, which ran from the 9th to 14th century, when the Khmer Empire dominated vast parts of Southeast Asia. The Cambodian Culture Ministry characterized the items as priceless cultural heritage. They're expected to go on display at the National Museum. I appeal to museum institutions and Khmer artifact collectors to continue to return those items voluntarily to Cambodia. Heritage items should be returned to their country of origin. So, I thought that was kind of cool. My throat hurts. I took some pills, so we'll see what happens. All right. Enough feeling good. Let's talk about some terrible, horrible things. One more story that's serious, and then let's talk about some crazy stories. Since it's Friday, I forgot to mention, today is March 17th, so happy St. Patrick's Day. And hello, it is Friday. All right, so get this. So yesterday we talked about how trash was stacked 8 feet tall and everybody was, it was going to the lower house to figure out what to do with the retirement age increase, pension change in France. Well, Macron just decided to go ahead and push it through, use the nuclear option. Police in Paris have clashed with protesters after the French government decided to force through pension reforms without a vote in Parliament. Crowds converged on Place de la Concorde in response to raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. The plans had sparked 2 months of heated political debate and strikes. Finally, Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne invoked Article 49(3) of the Constitution, allowing the government to avoid a vote in the Assembly. The decision was taken minutes before MPs were scheduled to vote on the bill, because there was no guarantee of winning a majority. The move caused fury among opposing politicians. Many jeered the Prime Minister, saying La Marseillaise, and held up signs of protest. A no-confidence motion was filed against President Emmanuel Macron's government on Friday by a group of opposition. Leader of left-wing party La France Insoumise, or LFI, Mathilde Panot, tweeted that Mr. Macron had plunged the country into a government crisis without parliamentary or popular legitimacy. Thousands of people were on the streets of Paris and other French cities to reject the move, singing the national anthem and waving trade union flags. Some protesters clashed with the police as evening fell. A fire was lit in the middle of the Place de la Concorde, and police with shields and batons fired tear gas and moved to clear the square. By nightfall, 120 were arrested. Unions vowed to maintain their opposition to the pension changes, with the Confédération Générale du Travail, or CGT, saying another day of strikes and demonstrations was being planned on March 23rd. Let's see if we've got, there's more information, but in general, everybody was very mad about it, and Macron is not winning any fans by bypassing the democratic process. Okay, so that's all newsy and such, but I really need to be sad before I go on and start my weekend. Well, don't worry. Let's start here. Do you guys remember when you were little, ever have that fun where you just like somebody's going to sit down and you pull the chair out from under them, or you get somebody to kneel behind someone and you push them over? You probably should avoid that, especially if you don't want to paralyze a little kid. A Malaysian child actress is now unable to walk and has to wear diapers following a nasty prank while filming a drama series. On February 22nd, Puteri Rafasaya, age 12 now, was about to sit on a chair during rehearsals when another child pulled the chair away. Puteri fell and landed on the metal legs of a tripod. She fractured her hip bone and is currently experiencing numbness in her lower limbs due to a malfunctioning part of her nervous system. She's unable to walk. Now confined to a wheelchair, Puteri has to wear diapers, reported Malaysian media. The report said the alleged perpetrator was related to the co-star and wasn't even supposed to be on the set. Puteri's mother, Ms. Fatin Aliza Salmi, has been sharing her daughter's condition on social media. On March 10th, she said Puteri had to be rushed to hospital when she suffered from incontinence. According to medical reports, Puteri is expected to be able to walk by now, but she can't even stand. Her daughter's condition is very upsetting and claims she has yet to receive any help or acknowledgement from the family of the child who pulled the prank. Her fans have been sending messages of encouragement and prayers. So, kids are assholes, but wow, it's wild to think pulling a chair out from under someone can paralyze them. So that is messed up. But, I mean, at least it was an accident. Knowingly causing people permanent injury or negligently causing someone injury. Well, at least we can read the news. Not some people, though. U.S. health officials say that eye drops may have killed one person and severely injured several others due to a drug-resistant bacterial contamination. So if you've got eye drops, be sure and go check the CDC website to make sure they're not contaminated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have identified 68 patients across 16 states with a rare strain of Pseudomonas aeruginosa. The strain had never been found in the U.S. before this latest outbreak. In addition to one death, 8 patients have suffered vision loss, and 4 have had eyes surgically removed. Most of the patients diagnosed with the infection reported using eye drops and artificial tears. 10 different brands were identified. Eye drops that are made in India and imported to the U.S. under 2 brands were subsequently pulled from shelves in January and February. In January, the CDC warned people to stop using EsriCare artificial tears and Delsam Pharma's artificial tears. The next month, the company that owns the brands, Global Pharma, issued a voluntary recall. Open bottles taken from patients were found through testing to contain the bacteria, the CDC said. Unopened bottles are currently being tested to determine whether the contamination occurred during manufacturing. Last week, a woman in Florida sued the company, claiming the infection she suffered after using their product forced removal of one of her eyes. So, yeah. Man. I don't know. Being blinded is pretty rough, but at least you're not killed by a sack of potatoes. At least 8 people have died after the roof of a storage facility packed with huge sacks of potatoes collapsed in a city in northern Sampal in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. People were buried under heaps of potatoes and debris from the building, and videos showed rescuers searching for hours. Let's see if this plays anything. Oh, there's no audio. Or there's no words. It's just the sound of the street. Anyway. Yeah, so really awful. But, hey, you know what? If you're not killed by potatoes or faulty medical products or by a kid in pranks pranking you, maybe you'll just be washed away in some radioactive water. Now, this might be a little bit fuddy. I'm sure Publius wouldn't agree that would say this is kind of the hysteria that causes harm to nuclear industry. But check it out. Officials are monitoring the cleanup of a leak of 400,000 gallons of radioactive water from a local nuclear power plant in Minnesota. Xcel Energy, the utility company that runs the plant, said the spillage was fully contained on site and has not been detected beyond the facility. State officials said there's no immediate public health risk. Hey, gerbil fat, that's funny. Oh, yeah, if we had some news about burying the eyes, that would be good, X1, for sure. Let's see. So, there's no immediate public health risk. The water contains tritium, a common byproduct of nuclear plant operations. Often an attractive product. People want to buy tritium. A naturally occurring radioactive isotope of hydrogen, tritium emits a weak form of beta radiation that does not travel very far in air and cannot penetrate human skin. Tritium spills occur at nuclear plants on occasion, but are typically contained on site and rarely affect public health, according to the NRC, which is the local, United States regulatory body. If at any point there'd been concern for public safety, we would, of course, immediately have provided more information. This happened months ago, and they're just telling us now. So, exciting. The Minnesota Department of Health said the leak did not reach the Mississippi River, and they've recovered about a quarter of the spilled tritium so far. They don't know how to treat, reuse, or dispose of the collected tritium just yet, so they're going to figure it out. The company previously had a leak at its Monticello plant in 2009. So, yeah. Do not drink irradiated water. A lot of people in the around the early 1900s would get really interesting cancers of the throat and mouth because they were drinking all this irradiated water. All right. Well, what else is there? Well, don't worry. Just anywhere in the U.S. you live, just know the government is doing the bare minimum or less to try and keep you safe. Newly released data shows soil in Ohio town of East Palestine, where that rail car was set on fire. There's a lot of dioxin levels, hundreds of times greater than the exposure threshold, apparently. The EPA at the time proposed lowering the cleanup threshold to reflect the science around the highly toxic chemical, but the Obama administration killed the rules. Wow, a long time ago, who knew? None of the you mean that all the politicians are the same and they're looking out for their own interests? Who knew? Anyway, so they said, no, don't raise those limits. The EPA, poor EPA needs more teeth. So they told Congress they were very low, but the Guardian experts have all said they're very concerning. So what's the deal? So just to sum it up, hold on, it's like parts. So they found 700 parts per trillion, or PPT, in East Palestine, 90 parts per trillion in Michigan, and 50 parts per trillion in California are considered like emergency cleanup levels. The federal cleanup standard is 1,000 parts per trillion. They've been trying to get it lowered to 72 parts per trillion. So, yeah. So, that's kind of the range there. Very sad. But just a kind of an update there. Now, if you're still feeling upbeat, you're like, I don't live in the United States. Or, I don't really got to worry about pollution or nuclear war or police violence. Good for you. But there is police violence. And actually, a video of a man's death shows police torture. So if you'd like to watch some torture, that's publicly available to you. The mother of a 28-year-old man who died in police custody said a 12-minute video of the incident is traumatic and disturbing and amounts to torture. 7 deputy sheriffs in Virginia have been charged with second-degree murder over the death of Ervo Otieno. Oh, this is who we talked about yesterday. You can get the body cam footage now. He died on March 6th while he's being transferred to a mental health facility. So, that's the update for you. You can watch him die if you'd like. I never thought I'd watch people die as much as I would have in 2023. I thought that was like a... Remember in the 90s, Faces of Death was a big VHS series that was running around. But oh, buddy, the age of the cell phone means you get to see people get killed by the police all the time. Doesn't mess you up in the head as nearly as bad as I thought it would. Anyway, howdy, exiled. Welcome, welcome, and happy St. Patrick's Day. So, just as a bit of news, Ryan Reynolds, I didn't know this, he's the spokesperson for Mint Mobile, and he's on a lot of TV ads. Well, he is actually a quarter owner of the company, so he stands to make $300 million over its sell to T-Mobile. He's also made hundreds of millions of dollars off of selling a tequila company, and he's one of several celebrities that has won at life, basically, by having a lot of money to invest. They're able to invest and make a lot more money later on. Capitalists be capitalizing. So anyway, just a heads up there. Well, let's see. What else is going on? Banking crisis. Oh, here, let's talk about some gruesome and brutal deaths. Or we could play some music. Maybe we'll talk about a couple more murders and then we'll play a song. Because it's almost time. At 19:30 UTC, every goddamn day, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. It's a show that airs right here on and on radio, even on the weekends, holidays, no matter what. A baking crisis in HCAT. There's a flour shortage. The yeast are all contaminated with PFAS chemicals and microplastics. So now you gotta mix in your plastic shopping bag with your flour to get your yeast to rise. Anyway.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you need tritium. You need irradiated water that contains some tritium. Anyway, let's go through it. Check it out. So, the man who cut the heart out of a woman he killed before murdering two more people, including a child, has been jailed for life. His name's Lawrence Paul Anderson, age 44. He was jailed for the 2021 murders of Andrea Blankenship, Leon Pye, and Chaos Yates. An Oklahoma man has been sentenced. Prosecutors say that he took the heart home and cooked it with potatoes. Then he tried to serve it to his uncle and aunt before killing them and his 4-year-old granddaughter. So, pretty gruesome there. And here's the good news for us. You know what? Bad news, then good news, then a song. Bad news. If you are not a white person in the United States, it's racism is systemic and inherent and really scary bad and getting much, much worse. I don't know what to do about it, but it is very scary. A family was driving and they were pulled over. The Georgia couple is fighting to get custody back of their 5 children, including a 4-month-old baby that was still breastfeeding, after they were taken by child services following a traffic stop. Deontay Williams and Bianca Claiborne were stopped on February 17th for their windows being tinted too darkly and traveling in the left lane while not actively passing. Often these are the made-up kind of charges police use when they pull someone over to kill them, but in this case, they were torturing the family instead. Mr. Williams was arrested, and Miss Claiborne, who was told she is free to leave with the children, followed the police to arrange for her partner's release. Almost 6 hours later, Mr. Claiborne received an emergency court order placing her children in state custody of child services. Her children, aged 2, 3, 5, 7, and 4 months old, were forcibly removed from her side as she waited outside for her partner. The Department of Child Services said in a petition there was no probable cause, the children were neglected, and there was no less drastic alternative to taking the children from their parents. Attorneys for the couple have described the children's child service actions as extreme, abnormal, and a violation of the parents' rights. So, don't worry about it. In general, it's just really scary that you get pulled over and they just come and take all your kids away. A kidnapped woman did escape a closet she was locked in for 2 months. This is good news. A Tennessee woman is believed to have been kept captive in a closet for 2 months by her boyfriend before she managed to escape. The 40-year-old woman had facial cuts and weighed under 100 pounds when she was found. Officers were alerted to a possible domestic complaint when a man who worked in the area informed authorities that the woman approached him and informed about being kidnapped weeks earlier. Police responded to the scene and found the woman hiding under a construction home nearby. The woman said she was forced to stay in a closet that was locked by some type of locking device with a cable and was only allowed out of the closet for an hour a day. She was provided very limited food and no bathroom. So anyway. Yeah, well, shit. We don't even have time for a song because it took too long to get all that news out. But please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and for Publius's story show tomorrow. And, of course, Something Blue with Harry Larry at 20 hours. And DJ 10 from Berlin. All sorts of fun stuff. So anyway, enjoy it. See you later. Bye-bye. Sigh.